Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Something to smile about. It is often observed that people from certain countries tend to have bigger smiles. That is, their smiles seem to express greater excitement. In 2016, researchers examined photos of government leaders from various countries. They compared the photos with the results of a survey of college students in those countries about how often they would like to feel various emotions in a typical week. The study found that leaders from countries where high-energy emotions, such as excitement, were more desirable, tended to have bigger, more energetic smiles. The researchers stress that the smiles do not indicate the leader's actual levels of happiness. However, they may reflect the emotional ideals of their respective cultures. It seems that not only does the intensity of smiles vary by country, but so does the frequency. Research led by Paula Niedenthal, an American psychologist, has revealed one possible factor. Niedenthal examined the immigration history of several countries and surveyed people in those countries about situations in which they consider it appropriate to smile. Her team concluded that people from countries with more diverse immigration tend to smile more often. They believe this is because facial expressions can be an effective way to communicate across language barriers.
Questions. Number 11. According to the 2016 study, what may affect the way government leaders smile in photos? Number 12. According to Paula Niedenthal's research, why might smiling be more common in some countries? B. Understanding mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are a common annoyance and can be dangerous. Apart from bites causing skin irritation, the insects can spread disease when they insert their needle-like mouthparts into their victims. Mosquitoes are adept at detecting the odor of carbon dioxide, which people release through both their breath and skin. However, as non-living sources can also generate carbon dioxide, the insects must also rely on their ability to detect the odor of other chemicals that indicate the presence of blood. These include lactic acid, which the human body produces when it breaks down sugar for energy, and ammonia, a chemical that results from the breakdown of proteins. But why do some people seem to be mosquito magnets, while others seem to be ignored by the bloodsuckers? Metabolic rate seems to play a significant role. This is the rate at which people's bodies burn calories in order to perform basic life functions. Higher metabolic rates are associated with increased production of chemicals that lure mosquitoes. Both physical activity and alcohol consumption temporarily increase a person's metabolic rate. Scientists, therefore, believe that athletes working out and people who have just drunk alcoholic beverages are more likely to find themselves scratching away at mosquito bites.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing the speaker says about carbon dioxide? Number 14. Why do scientists believe athletes are more likely to get mosquito bites?
sea. White feathers. During the first 2 years of World War I, Britain stood out from the other major powers involved in the conflict by maintaining a volunteer army. Though not allowed to fight, many British women considered it their duty to help the military recruit soldiers. As well as making speeches and putting up signs, some women formed groups that handed out white feathers. They would stop civilian men in the street and pin a white feather on their clothes. The white feather was a symbol of being a coward and was designed to make the men feel ashamed of not having enlisted. The women were acting out of patriotism, but unfortunately, they often gave feathers to men who had valid reasons for not being in uniform. As a result, the government began creating symbols that men could wear to show that they were doing their part to support the war effort. For instance, the Silver War Badge was given to those who had already served in the military but had to leave due to wounds or illness. Nevertheless, after numerous accusations of harassment, by the end of the war, public opinion had turned against the women who participated in giving out the feathers.
Questions. Number 15. Why did women put white feathers on men? Number 16. Who received the Silver War Badge?
D. Employee monitoring. As remote work becomes increasingly common, many firms are utilizing surveillance software to monitor employees' computers. This software frequently includes keyboard tracking and video surveillance functions. While such monitoring is designed to prevent rule breaking and prolonged periods of inactivity, research has shown that it can often backfire. In one study, employees who knew they were being monitored were more likely to disregard regulations and find ways to avoid work when given an opportunity to do so. The researchers suggest that monitoring causes employees to feel less responsible for their own conduct and that they could resent being monitored. In contrast, unmonitored employees seem to feel more responsible for their own actions. Experts suggest employees be asked for their input regarding when surveillance is appropriate. Furthermore, employees should have access to data about their own actions, as well as data for the company or team overall. In addition to surveillance, data should be utilized in ways that benefit employees. For instance, it can be used to notify employees of health and fitness programs they could benefit from, or identify opportunities for professional development. By incorporating such functions, employees will be more likely to embrace monitoring.
Questions. Number 17. What is one problem with employee monitoring programs? Number 18. What is one way employee monitoring programs can be made more effective? E. Ancient extinctions. Around 12,000 years ago, many large North American mammals died off for reasons likely related to climate change and human activity. In a recent study, researchers examined the chemical composition of fossilized teeth from large species that went extinct, such as mastodons, as well as from smaller species that survived. The researchers were able to determine the diets of large animals before the extinction event and of surviving smaller species in the years following.
This allowed them to gain insight into the event's impact on both the food chain and the ecosystem in general. The researchers found that the roles played by large meat-eating predators, such as saber-toothed cats, were filled to some extent by other carnivores after they went extinct. However, no surviving mammals were able to take over the role of some of the large plant-eating species. This meant the services these herbivores had performed, like helping to keep grasslands healthy by clearing trees, were no longer provided, resulting in a less diverse and therefore less resilient ecosystem. The findings provide not only a window to the past, but also a warning for the future, as the loss of today's endangered large mammals could impact ecosystems just as severely.
Questions. Number 19. What did the researchers learn from their analysis of fossilized teeth? Number 20. What was suggested by the findings of the study?